Hi. In the studio, I have with me Gail Davidson from Lawyers Against the War. Gail, what is Lawyers Against the War? Is that a Canadian organization?
Lawyers and other people in 14 different countries.
Wow.
And, it's a group of people who are opposed to war, and we formed in October of 2001 when the US-UK-led forces were invading Afghanistan.
So recently I was on the Guerrilla News Network, and your group had come to the light because of a recent ruling. I think it was in BC Supreme Court?
Yes.
What was that exactly?
Oh, that was last month on October 17th. Judge called Judge Satinoff removed the gag order that had been in place, preventing the press from publishing particular aspects of a case involving the prosecution of George Bush for torture at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay that was started in provincial court in British Columbia in November of 2004.
Now, that case was started in 2004. Now, wasn't there some kind of diplomatic block or there was... Because Bush came and visited us, and we weren't able to nab him at that time, right?
He was here on November the 30th of 2004, that's right.
And so how did he avoid getting prosecuted? Or?
Well, Lawyers Against the War laid an information when he was here on November the 30th under the provisions of the Criminal Code, and those provisions were enacted when Canada ratified the convention, the United Nations Convention Against Torture.
Mm-hmm.
And a provincial court judge subsequently dismissed the information as a nullity based on the provincial court judge's opinion that the president was protected from prosecution under the criminal laws of Canada by diplomatic immunity.
So what's happened since then?
Since then, as we applied for a review of that decision, and now we're in Supreme Court dealing with a series of preliminary applications.
Okay. Now, the most people will think, well, he has diplomatic immunity, but in fact, that doesn't prevent. That's not going to stop you, is it? Like your arguments. Because a person cannot be totally safe from these kinds of charges, right?
The Canadian court has never adjudicated on the issue of whether or not a sitting head of state has immunity from prosecution for the crime of torture.
Wow.
And it wasn't properly argued and adjudicated upon in the provincial court, and that's one of the reasons why we're asking to have the provincial court judge's decision reviewed by a superior court.
Now, in a best case scenario, say you do win this application and are given the go-ahead to lay these charges, do you think it will be possible to get George Bush to get on the stand, to actually get him up here, or to have charges laid enough that if he ever comes here, we can, arrest him and have him stand trial?
Certainly.
Yes. I know a lot of people have been, I know the Summit of Americas has been taking place and has brought together a lot of the Latin American leaders, and they're calling for the exact same addressing of the tortures in Abu Ghraib and Afghanistan and all American torture throughout the world. And I'm pretty proud to say that a Canadian lawyer is on the move making those charges.
Oh. Well, it's certainly something that I feel we all have a responsibility for, to make some effort to see that there's an opposition to the torture taking place, and the only peaceful and effective method that I know of is to see to the application of the law.
Yeah.
And the prohibition against torture that's in the criminal code, certainly on its face, doesn't exclude the prosecution of the very people who are powerful enough to be in charge of the torture, which would be, in this case, the President of the United States.
Yeah, there has to be some accountability there.
Yes.
You know, and I was happy to see that this was going on, because there should be accountability. Many times, Saddam Hussein right now is on trial for war crimes. And a lot of those war crimes took place when America was in full support of his actions.
Mm-hmm.
And so how can one leader of a state face prosecution while another leader of the state, who is responsible for far worse tortures and far worse violations of war crimes,
mm-hmm.
Why shouldn't he not stand trial also?
Yes, precisely.
That's where we see the inequity in the application of the law,
mm-hmm.
in the world.
Yes, I completely agree with you.
And like America also, wasn't there a UN piece of law in the world that was going to be an international war crimes?
There is we do have an international criminal court.
Yes, that was it.
The United States isn't a party to the international criminal court, so Mr. Bush can't be prosecuted by that particular tribunal.
How many other countries didn't sign on?
I'm not quite sure how many countries have ratified it yet. I think about 90. Canada ratified it. And is a party to the International Criminal Court.
So do you think that will be a stumbling block? The fact that the United States isn't signed on to that International War Crimes?
It's certainly a stumbling block to prosecutions of the Bush administration people,
okay.
through the International Criminal Court, yes.
Okay. Yeah, when I heard that, I couldn't believe that. We covered it on the radio show a while back, how America was one of the few countries that didn't sign it, didn't ratify it.
I beg your pardon?
We were astonished that America, the upholder of democracy and freedom and all these upholding the law, would not sign on to a treaty like that.
Yes, yes, that's very shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a practice in Vancouver? That, like, do you just do these kinds of prosecutions, like war crimes, or do you specialize in criminal law, or, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
What do you do when you're not trying to prosecute George Bush?
Oh. Well, I run an international human rights organization.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's that called?
It's called Lawyers' Rights Watch Canada.
Whoa. Right on.
Yeah, so I don't actually have a specialty of prosecuting international war criminals. This is really a job that should be being done by the Canadian government.
Yeah.
This is really something that the Canadian government should be doing. The Department of Justice should be launching this prosecution.
Yeah, I find that in the Summit of Americas, there's been a real upwelling of the idea that the peoples of America, whatever that is, North America, South America, Central America, that we should be bringing our leaders, bringing them under the light of accountability. And
mm-hmm.
that sometimes it's up to us to make the leap forward, not our governments.
Yes, that's absolutely the case here.
Yeah.
It's definitely the case here, yes.
Right on. Well, it's been great having you in the studio.
Thank you.
And so when is the next court date again?
November 25th.
Whoa, that's Buy Nothing Day, too.
Yes.
Whoa, boy. That's a pretty auspicious day. Right on. Well, we bless you, and if you're ever out in the Kootenays, come visit.
Okay.
Because we got beautiful woods here and lakes and natural scenery. And
I know.
Hot springs.
I know that you do have, yeah.
So if you're ever up here, give us a call, and we'll make sure you're taken care of.
Thank you.
Okay, blessings, Gail. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Okay, that was Gail Davidson from Lawyers Against the War. Now, we're going to go to a bush track.
What we were doing, Kramit?
Did you just call me Kramit?
Whoa, wait a second.
I did.
That's the wrong one. Here we go.
Refrain, the same train, full of cocaine, blows the brain. Have you forgotten, I've been through the first term of rotten. The father, the son, and the holy shit, we all in. Don't look at me, I ain't calling for no assassination. I'm just saying, who voted for that asshole of your nation? Deja Bush, crushed by the head rush when I wrote the bum rush. Saw you salute to the then vice pres, who did what Reagan said. And then became pres himself, went for Delph, knee deep in his damn self. Stuck in a three-headed bucket, a trilateral Bush shit. Sorry, ain't no better way of putting it. No, you cannot freestyle this, cause your ass still ain't free. If I fight for y'all and they get me,
come on.
How many y'all is coming to get me? None, cause it's easier to forget me. Ain't that a Bush? Son of a Bush is here all up in your zone. You ain't never heard so much soul to the bone. I told y'all when the first Bush was tapping my telephone. Spy versus spy, can't trust them as you salute to the Illuminati. You know what? Take your ass to your 1 millionth party. Come on! He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
The son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Now here's the pitch. High and inside, certified genocide. Ain't that a Bush? Repeat, ain't that a Bush? Out of nowhere, headed to the hothouse. Killed 135 at the last count. Texas bounce. Texas bounce, come on. Cats in a cage, got a ghost of a chance of coming back from your whack. Ass killer machine, son of a Bush, ain't that a son of a Bush? Cats doing bids for the same Bush shit that you did.
The farmer.
Serial killer kid, serial killer kid, go!
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
The father, the son. The father, the son. The father, the son, and the holy book. The father.
It's a real thing, used to make you swing, used to be your thing. Daddy had you under his wing, son of a Bush. Bringing kilos to fill up silos, you probably sniff piles. Got inmates in Texas scrubbing tiles, that shit is wild.
that shit is wild. CIA child.
The father,
that shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a
bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.